Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave Student Loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control, from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
When you need to settle the score on pop culture and sports, it's the morning show's top five.
That's right. We bring in our hype man, Raj, because we got to do a little game we like to call Top 5.
That's right, guys. And it's the birthday of a man today who, of course, won awards for Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. And he was the voice of Shrek, as well as a star in Wayne's World. That's right. Mike Myers' birthday today, gentlemen. So it got me to thinking, Oh, Canada, who are your favorite Canadians? Top five Canadians, I should say. What you got, Fish?
Top five Canadians?
Yep. Who you got for number five?
I'm going to go with Wayne Gretzky to start out.
That's awesome. The great one.
Yep.
Number 99.
You know what? I had Wayne Gretzky on my list, and I did remove him recently because because I feel like Canada has bigger national treasures, and I think they're getting a little narrow-minded with what their national treasures are. I love Wayne Gretzky. You know what I love more?
What?
Pamela Anderson. Pamela Anderson is absolutely one of the many prides of Canada.
You got a couple of reasons to enjoy that.
So yeah,
I get you. I get you. All right. Fisher. What you got, T-Fish? Number four, Canadian.
You guys remember Donovan Bailey?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sprinter.
Yeah, man.
Was he in the enhanced games?
No, he was not that I know of.
Oh, we'll get to it.
All right.
Yeah, not that I know of. But, yeah, watching the Olympics, you know, back in the day, like, That was – it was impactful to see – like, I don't know if we understood that as kids in the States, that, like, there were black and brown people in other countries that represented other countries as well. Like, It wasn't something that crossed your mind as a kid sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you thought it was just people from where you were from.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see somebody else running for Canada and – he always carried himself really well, so Donovan Bailey was impressionable for me as a kid.
I like it. I'm going to go with Marty McFly himself, Michael J. Fox. That man not only saved our future and past, he's also raised more money for Parkinson's than any, like, five people and its research. The man is a real-life superhero on and off the screen.
I like it. Good job. That's a clever one there. Okay. And what was the show he played for?
Family Ties?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, where he played the young Republican cat. He was so great in that show.
Yep.
He's hilarious in it.
What you got, Fisher? Number three Canadians, of course, because it is Michael Myers' birthday, so we are celebrating our friends up north.
I'm going to go with Jim Carrey.
Good one.
I'm mad at myself.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jim Carrey. But, like, the In Living Color, Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fire Marshal Bill, like, Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Classic, yeah. Jim Carrey. Yeah.
I did enjoy Mask. I watched that.
Oh, classic. You know what, actually, every time I think Jim Carrey, and I know this is not their first movie they would think of, but Liar Liar is one of the greatest comedic performances that's ever happened.
Shouts out to you, Justin. I think he's listening. Good friend of ours. All right, what do you got at number three, Canadian?
I am going with 7-time world heavyweight champion, Brett the Hitman Hart.
I thought you were going Lennox Lewis.
No, I'm going Brett the Hitman Hart. I'm going for the important titles. That's right. Boy, 2-time WCW champion, 5-time WWF champion, Brett the Hitman Hart, the pride of Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
That's a little boring to me, but that's
Wayne Gretzky comes off the list for Brett the
for Brett the Hitman Hart, you bet your ass. Wait. Did you say boring?
To me.
You said Bret Hart is boring.
To me, yeah.
Do you not remember 97, like the pro-Canada, anti-U.S. run he was doing as a heel?
Yeah, you told me.
It was gold!
All right.
I can't even look at you right now. That's the excellence of execution,
all
man.
Right. My bad. All right, number two for you, D-Fish. We're looking for top five Canadians from you guys.
I mean, I'm going to go SGA, you know, 2-time NBA MVP.
It's hard not to go with him.
All right,
You know, representing the Canada in the Olympics the last, you know, two runs. And, you know, it's for our young listeners, you know, so they can hear something that they recognize as well.
Okay.
On their way to school this morning.
Okay.
There you go. I like it. What do you got?
Now, there is a TV show. And, yes, I'm putting a TV show on the top five list.
Oh, damn cast.
It's called Shoresy. Now, D-Fish, I know you're probably not aware of Shoresy. Raj, are you aware of Shoresy?
I'm not, my friend. Enlighten me.
This is the single greatest, and I'm not saying this as hyperbole. I'm saying this out loud. I think it's the greatest sports television show ever produced. I think it's the most accurate portrayal of athletes. I think it's the most accurate portrayal of what, like, lower tier athletes have to do to survive, to be and continue to being those athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it breaks down the psyche of athletes, especially when it gets towards the end of their career, on battling those demons on whether or not to stay in or get out and what to do post career, which is a huge thing for a lot of athletes. Shoresy is the funniest damn show on TV. Best performances.
Okay,
everything.
All right. We don't got all day for this show we never heard of. All right, give me your number one.
A lot of people have heard of Shoresy.
That was a long rundown of a show that we've never heard of that he likes a lot. But you know, it's cool. For me, I'm gonna go with Steve Nash at number one.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go with Steve Nash.
Wow. Why Steve Nash?
Because it's my list.
award-winning show bad. Steve Nash, who I didn't even know is Canadian.
Yeah, love soccer, too.
It's my list. Steve Nash, we were in the same draft class in 1996. And, like, Steve's journey, I've always, like, wanted, as a competitor, like, I've always loved just competing against Steve. Like, he got drafted higher than me, which, happy for him, great, he deserved it. But I always used him as motivation, as a competitor, to just stay grinding and keep putting the work in. He was the MVP back-to-back years. Steve kind of helped to push me beyond my limits because I wanted to make sure every time I got to compete against him, I was ready.
Does Steve Nash know that?
I don't know if he knows it.
Well, guess what? He hangs out at a couple establishments. I live in Manhattan Beach, so I will let him know next time I see him.
You let him know that D-Fish wants Steve his ass one-on-one right now.
Steve said D-Steve will bust you
one-on-one on the radio.
D-Fish says he's got your ass.
You're number one Canadian in honor of Mike Myers' birthday.
Number one Canadian of all time, unquestionably. He's a superhero, and when I say that, I mean that literally. The Wolverine. Wolverine, the character, is Canadian and the greatest Canadian that's ever lived. Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, brought back by, of course, Ryan Reynolds, who also is Canadian, but the Wolverine is the greatest Canadian that's ever existed.
All right. Well, there you go.
X-Men style.
It's your list, so you get to, you know.
Yeah, well, Wolverine pushed me as well in the gym all the time. There you go.
Oh, yeah, he's built, boy. But, hey, speaking of built in gym, the Enhanced Games. We had some returns on that, not to what people anticipated in terms of records. By the way,
have you heard about this, D-Fish? We talked about the Enhanced Games a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, but not more than what we talked about yesterday.
All right, so those of you that don't know what the Enhanced Games are this new Olympic-style setup that they have put together where everyone is not only allowed to take steroids, but they are, in fact, encourage.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control, from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
To take steroids. And this has been put together by like Donald Trump Jr. and Peter Thiel. And it has not gone off the way I think they expected. I think they expect this to be a huge hit. They were trying to make this argument that like, we're going to push the boundaries of human experience and human achievement. We're going to show everyone what they can do. Raj, do you have the list of how well everyone at the enhanced games did and how many records were broken?
Well, one.
One record was broken. Only one. Another, like, people failed at every potential record they got. While all juiced up to the gills, you had the Mountain from Game of Thrones trying to set a record. Couldn't do it. You had runners that were like, I'm going to destroy Usain Bolt's record. Didn't even come close. Didn't even come close. So, I what can I say? Steroids, not all what they used to be, I guess, huh, Raj?
Yeah, I was shocked. I was kind of shocked by it, especially with the deadlift record.
That actually did kind of surprise me. But I don't know. We're in like a kind of a different day and age these days.
Were there age limits to...
I don't think there was a limit put on this thing whatsoever. I don't think there was a... They would list what you were taking. So like, say you're taking Tren or you're just taking TRT. Like, listen, I currently take TRT. I am currently prescribed by a doctor because I am now the age of 40 and I have the... testosterone levels of like Estelle Getty or one of the other Golden Girls. So yeah, they had to give me levels of testosterone to get me back to normal.
It's hard to continue a conversation after you use that analogy.
I felt very good about it. So I take TRT. So technically, I wouldn't be able to compete currently in a normal sport right now.
Right.
But I could compete in the advanced games. What's up?
Now, D-Fish, you played, was Rashad Lewis in the league when you played?
Yes.
Now he got busted for PEDs, right? Is that a common thing in the NBA? I mean, even hush tones. I don't need names or anything, but is that something that?
No, it's not common. Most of the guys that have gotten, hit for PEDs in the NBA that I know of, were actually taking maybe like not TRT, but. One guy I think was Extends.
Oh, like, yeah, like one of those that'll like, mess up your numbers and everything
maybe,
like that.
Maybe, I don't know if it was Viagra or not, but just things that mess with your numbers in terms of your blood and kind of what things will come back if you did take a drug test.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where guys have gotten in trouble, where it's not actually like steroids or something to enhance performance, but maybe enhancing other performances. But it is on the list of things that you're not supposed to take. So a few guys have gotten banged for that.
Like, I've seen a lot of guys, even after that, like, so in 2003 is when they made steroids illegal in baseball. And I've always made the argument before 2003, I kind of give everybody a free pass because it was called the steroid era. That's why I hate when people, like, try to get on Barry Bonds or try to get on Roger Clemens. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, everybody was.
It wasn't the Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens did steroids era. It was the steroids era. Right. They all pretty much did it. It's wild to me that anybody takes it at these days. With the amount of drug tests, I got drug tested. Me, I was a nobody. I got drug tested at least once a week for steroids.
Yeah, I mean, PEDs is like, yeah, that testing is still at the highest levels. Some leagues, you know, including the NBA, have kind of relaxed a little bit on in terms of cannabis.
We have to. Baseball
has to. And how often the guys are tested. But PEDs are always going to be at the top of the list of things that they're continually tested for.
As they should.
It just goes to the integrity of the game, similar to sports betting and other things. Like, the fans deserve an opportunity to watch the sport knowing everybody's at least as best as possible on the same playing field. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So congratulations to all the no records at the Enhanced Games. We're going to take a quick little break. Coming up, the Knicks are heading to the finals, and we want to hear from you. 855-97-LA-FAN, 97.1 The Fan, LA.
Broadcasting live from the Odyssey Wilshire Studios in the heart of the city. This is KNXFM and KCBS HD2 Los Angeles, 97.1 The Fan.
Margaret Carrero with your KNX News update for 97.1 The Fan. The evacuation zone now much smaller after the threat of a catastrophic explosion involving a damaged chemical tank in Garden Grove was averted.
We are confident that that tank released its pressure. We have absolutely ruled out the ability for this tank to blevy and have that catastrophic explosion.
There remains a possibility of a smaller blast or fire with some 16,000 people still not allowed to return home. Dozens of birds have been sickened by a crude oil spill in East LA. Five have either died or been euthanized.
It would be unusual for every single bird to survive.
A contractor hit an underground pipeline Friday, creating a spill of more than 2,000 gallons of crude oil, some of which got into the LA River. The cleanup continues. And several wildfires in SoCal, nearly fully contained. For more on these stories, tune in to KNX News at 1070 AM or streaming on the iHeart and Odyssey apps. Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave Student Loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control, from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really?
Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?